Say, it's time for...
All Sweet.
Did you hear what the lady said?
I said, All Sweet. All Sweet is the margarine with the delicate natural flavor.
Yes, friends, that's what all the ladies are saying. All Sweet. The margarine with the delicate natural flavor. Swift, All Sweet margarine invites you to meet the meat. Swift and Company's family of favorite foods invite you to meet your favorite radio family, the Mortimer Meats, who live on Elm Street in Civic Center. Well, it's early morning in the little white house with the green shutters. Mrs. Meek is busy in the kitchen. Peggy is setting the breakfast table. Louie is sampling from the fruit bowl. And Mortimer is trying to get a peek at the morning paper.
Excuse me, Louie.
Huh? What's on your mind, Morty?
Could I have part of the paper?
Morty, can't you see that I'm reading the paper? What do you want to do, break my train of thought?
Excuse me, but could you disconnect your engine and give me just a caboose in the paper?
How do you expect a person to concentrate with you yammer, 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 jaggedy, jaggedy, jack?
I'm sorry, Louie.
Well, got up, baby. Well, what do you know? So that's what that guy told us done with the car, huh?
Is that Peggy, dear?
Yes, Mother.
Well, sit down, everyone.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you're seated already. Louie.
Yes, sir.
Put down that newspaper. Impolite.
Hey, Louie, your train is about to be derailed.
Okay, the paper is down. How anybody expect anybody to get cultured around here, I don't know.
Uncle Louie is learning cultures from Dick Tracy.
Yes, and then he turned to Dagwood for instruction on how to sleep all day.
Now, wait a minute, you.
Louie, Peggy, Mortimer, now stop it, all of you. Can't we start one day in this household without teasing and bickering?
But Mother!
But as you
said,
I don't want to hear about it. Honestly, I just can't understand why we can't behave like a normal American family. It seems to me that there must be families who don't start every day with an argument. Peggy, Mortimer, what are you two doing wiggling your fingers like that?
That's supposed to be funny, Yankee. They're talking sign language because you said you didn't want to hear nobody say nothing to nobody. Very funny.
Yankee, if only the telephone would ring or something. Thank you. Hello, this is a meat resident.
I didn't call to hear you make a speech, meat.
No, Mr. Barker.
Meat? This is important. Drop everything.
Oh, my goodness.
I want you to go to work on something important immediately. You know the slogan of Barker and Company, big business, quick decision.
Big business, quick decision.
Meat. Barker and Company is going to make a product change, several product changes. I want you to prepare a report on the average American family. Well, where can I tell you something?
Excuse me, Mr. Barker. I was just trying to think.
This is no time to think. I want action. Get to work and prepare a detailed report of what the average American family once moved during 1948.
Hey, but, Mr. Barker...
Oh, I think I need. You've got 24 hours to get that report on my desk. 3 minutes have already gone by. Good luck. If that report isn't on my desk in 23 hours and 57 minutes... You can start looking for a new job. Good.
Well, aren't you going to say goodbye?
Stop wasting my time. Remember, big business, quick decision. Bye.
Yes. Big business, quick decision. Report in 24 hours.
Mother, dear, what are you mumbling about?
Oh, you look so worried.
You sure do. Lucky we ain't having prunes this morning. I might pour some milk on you. Ha!
Oh, be quiet, Louie. Be quiet.
Mortimer, dear, what is the matter?
Oh, nothing much, dear. That is Mr. Barker, my boss. I just have to find out what the average American family wants most for 1948 and do it in 24 hours and have the report on Mr. Barker's desk and be fired if it isn't right. Chittle saddle.
We'll all help you. Mother can find out what the wives and mothers want, and I can find out what the children in the family want. And you, Daddy, you can consult Dr. Fermi, my teacher at high school, for statistics and stuff.
But, Peggy, that's a wonderful idea. I'll get right on the telephone.
But
and I'll get Jill to help me. And Richard and Elmer and the whole
but,
day.
But like Smarty. I'll even help, too.
But oh, now, stop saying but, like an outboard motor here. We'll get your report. Mr. Barker will have his answer. And you'll probably be promoted.
Very well, dear. I suppose a man my age can get another job.
Now, of course, no one has asked for my opinion, but just the same, for my money, you can have gardenias. I think the most wonderful fragrance in the world is the heavenly aroma of spice cookies, fresh from the oven, all hot and fragrant and just begging to be eaten. Now, if spice cookies are a favorite at your home, you'll want to keep a supply of all-sweet margarine on hand for your cookie baking days. For all-sweet spice cookies are rich and tender and melt in your mouth good. You see, cookies and cakes are only as good as the makings that go into them. That's why so many good cooks insist on all-sweet. For all-sweet creams easily and blends so perfectly, each tiny particle of dry ingredients is richly coated with this delicately flavored shortening. And that's one of the secrets of successful baking. And of course, the famous all-sweet flavor, so delicate, so natural, makes all-sweet a real favorite the country over. Yes, for cooking, for baking, and for table use, there's nothing better than all-sweet. The margarine with the delicate, natural flavor.
Now, the way I see it is this. The first thing we got to do is to get organized.
You're absolutely right, Brother Louis.
That's true. Dr. Fermi says that organization is the key to success.
Yeah, that probably explains why Dr. Fermi is always getting locked out of his own house.
Mortimer, will you please stop mumbling?
Yeah, and quit grumbling too, Morty. Can't you see we're doing this just for you?
Now, let me see. We have 23 hours and 30 minutes to compile a report on the desires, hopes, and ambitions of the average American family for 1948. There. Now we've got the project title written down.
Yeah, and we've wasted 27 minutes of the condemned man's last 24 hours.
That's lovely, Peggy, dear, and very businesslike.
Write this down, too, D.C.
Okay.
Director and supervisor in charge of research.
Director and supervisor in charge of research.
Comma.
Then
my name.
Then my...
No, my name.
Oh.
Better make it Louis Leach, Esquire.
Yeah, well, it's too bad that your pen doesn't write in big gold letters, Peggy. The raised kind.
Then after that, put down Mrs. Mortimer Meek Associate, Miss Peggy Meek Associate.
Okay, I've got it, Uncle Lee. Here.
Hey, looks pretty snazzy, huh? What do you think, Aggie?
Louis... Don't you think Mortimer's name should be there, too? After all, he's making the report to Mr. Barker.
Yeah, I was wondering when we were going to get to that small, insignificant detail.
Don't be ungrateful, Morty.
Well?
Peggy, down at the bottom of the page, write down, submitted by Mortimer Meek. Oh, wait a minute. Better make that respectfully submitted.
Okay.
There you are, Morty.
There I am, Morty. Somehow, looking at that piece of paper, I feel like a man about to sign his last will and testament.
Dennis, Peggy, will you please?
Oh.
I'm busy making up a list of people to call.
I can't, Mother. I'm making out a foreign questionnaire. Will you answer that, Uncle Louis?
Listen, Nancy, as executive head of this project, I ain't got no time to be answering phone calls. Marty!
Sure, yeah, go ahead, everybody. I'll get it. I'm just a signature at the bottom of the page anyway. Hello.
Meek Barker.
Oh, Mr. Barker. Meek.
Well, come, take business, quick decisions. I'm waiting.
Yeah, make two of us. The work is underway, Mr. Barker.
Good. Get your finger on the public pulse,
Meek. Finger on the public pulse.
Get your ear to the ground, Meek.
Ear to the ground.
Better make it both ears to the ground.
Both ears. Oh, that's going to hurt.
One cooking in every pot.
Every pot.
Cover every pot.
Every spot.
Have the report ready on the dot.
On the dot. It's Mr. Barker.
Well?
Well, aren't you going to say, if not, you'll be shot? That rhymes too, you know.
What would you like most for number 48.
Hold it down, Nisi. I'm trying to think.
Mrs. Angelou?
I can't keep still. Oh, not you, Mrs. Ford.
Aggie, kick your voice down.
I know, but I'm always trying to help.
Oh, would you repeat that, please?
Well,
I'm talking to Mrs. Ford.
Oh.
No. No, I can't stand it.
What's the matter, Mortimer?
Oh, that split second of silence. If it gets quiet here again, I'll lose my mind. Madhouse, telephones, typewriters, questionnaires. So just keep on walking. Maybe they'll get tired out. Yes, and maybe I'll just sink exhausted into a nice snowbank and peacefully freeze to death. Hello, little squirrel. Come here, little fella, come here. Well, has your family driven you out of your nice warm house, too? Hey, come here. Oh, you got a nut. Oh, then you ought to go to my house. We'd have a banquet. Yeah, oh, and speaking of nuts.
Hello. A friend of the little furry fellow.
Hello, Dr. Furry. I was just on my way to your house.
Oh, so glad you reminded me. I knew I was going somewhere.
Tell me,
is our little furry friend going with us?
Oh, the squirrel?
Yes.
Yeah, old, doctor. I think he lives up in his tree.
No!
Yes.
Well, he solves the housing shortage, doesn't he?
Yes.
No ceiling for him.
No.
Say, I know what.
Let's
ginny up the box.
Huh?
No, we couldn't do that. We might park up our skin. Oh, I tell you, Week, I'm just mad about trees.
Yes.
I spent a summer at a lumber camp. Every time I shout, timber!
Would the tree fall down?
No, I would.
Oh, my goodness.
Bless you.
Thank you.
Don't mention it.
Oh, skip a fan.
Bless you again.
Thank you again. No. Now, wait, Dr. Furry.
All right.
Now, let's not start all over again. Let's just go to your house and have a nice, quiet talk.
Oh, thank you, but I just have too many things to do. I can't. Let me consult my notes. Now, where are they?
Here.
Oh, here they are. Dear sir, please remit. Oh, no, that's an old unpaid bill. I have quite a collection of them, you know. First and second edition.
Yes.
Well, goodbye. Right. It's been wonderful. And say goodbye to your little brother, too. You know, he's lucky.
Why?
His fur coat is so lovely and paid for.
Yes.
Goodbye.
Yes, my
huh?
Yes, I know what you mean, little squirrel. Two more seconds, you would have had him.
Okay. Now that you two got everything lined up, get on the ball. Aggie, you get on the phone and call up your lady friend.
Yes, Dr. Lewis.
Aggie, you start cutting around the neighborhood and begin interviewing the small fry.
Yes, Uncle Louis. Uncle Louis?
Yeah, Dickie.
What are you going to do?
Me? Oh, I'm going to take a little nap. Rest my brain tissues. So I'll be sharp as a tack when you bring in your report.
But, Louis, don't you think you ought to get busy, too? And
hold it, Aggie. Research on limited. General Manager Louis Leach, go ahead and make your speech.
Is this Mortimer Meek's residence?
Whatever it is. You want to make something out of it?
Go on.
What do you mean, go on? Who is this anyway?
This is Mr. Barker, Meek's boss.
Oh, Mr. Barker. Hiya, Barker, you sly old dog, you. This is Louis. Don't worry about Morty. We got everything under control.
You have.
You sure have. And listen, Barky, we're going to have a report that'll dazzle you. Yes, sir, dazzle is the word.
And I have news that will dazzle you.
Yeah?
Yes. Tell that mutton mind me that he's fired.
You tell Morty that he's...
Hey, Mr. Barker.
Louis, what is it?
Oh, what's the matter, Uncle Louis?
Honest, every time you start to do something for that stupid Morty, he never appreciates it.
Oh, Louis, what do you mean? What's happened to Mortimer?
Do you know what that big stoop just went and done? He got himself fired.
Hi, may I come in? Well, what are you doing out here, Mr. Meek? In the doghouse?
Yeah, mad doghouse. Just listen.
My gracious.
How long can a man live on his nerves, Mr. Weigel?
Oh, I don't know, Mr. Meek. Just how old is Louis, anyway? But seriously, what's troubling you, Mr. Meek?
Oh, nothing. Nothing at all, Mr. Weigel, except that in 22 hours and 16 and a half minutes, I'm going to lose my job. unless I can find out what the average American family wants in 1948.
Well, why didn't you say so? That's an easy one.
Huh?
In 1948, the average American family will want more and more all sweet, the margarine with the delicate natural flavor. Yes, homemakers have found that there's no more delicious, nutritious table spread, no more efficient, economical cooking aid than all sweet.
Daddy, I feel just terrible about it. I'm heartsick, Mortimer. Just heartsick.
Yeah, sure is a shame. But such a thing had to happen to a nice little guy like you, Morty.
Well, it's really all my fault. I had to go ahead and get my brilliant idea.
Oh, it's as much my fault as anyone's.
Well, I suppose in a way, I'm to blame too, in a way.
Oh, dear.
Oh, Mortimer.
Peggy, Morty can go out and get another job. Can't you, Morty? Did you hear what I said, Morty?
Louis, I've heard what you said for a long time.
What?
And having heard what you said all of these years, I have come to a conclusion.
What?
You talk too much, Louis, and too loudly.
Why?
And from now on, I expect you to shut up.
What? Morty,
Now listen, Morty, I don't
have You don't have to say anything. You've already said too much. That is all.
Okay. Okay. Take it out on me. Humiliate me, huh? Well, I don't have to stand for it. I'll move. I'll get a room.
Oh, Mortimer, what have you done? You've driven my own baby brother out of our house.
Oh, no, no, no. Please, dear. I've only driven Louis into his own room and into his own bed. I promise you, he'll be back.
Do you really think so?
Yes, at mealtime. Now, let's get to work.
Get to work, Daddy?
Yes, we still have 20 hours to get the report in to Mr. Barker.
But Mortimer, Mr. Barker fired you.
Mr. Barker always fires me when he gets excited, and he gets excited very often.
Oh, Daddy, you mean it's just yesterday in the day.
Mortimer, do you really think that...
Please, dear, I shall keep my thoughts to myself. In the meantime, there is work to be done.
Oh, Father, oh, you're so...
Mortimer, I never saw you look like that. You seem to be taller.
Do you really?
Now, there's Daddy standing on a floor.
Yes. Now, please, look, we haven't time for that. Now, remember, the motto of Barker and Company. Take business. Keep quick thinking. Now, let's get to work.
Yes, Daddy.
Yes, Mortimer, give your orders. We'll carry them out.
Very well. Agatha, you start your telephone calls. Peggy, start your house-to-house canvases and labor room. I will assign Louis to the job he can do and get started myself. Now, march.
Yes, Daddy. Yes, Mortimer.
Yes. Good. And report back here as soon as you can. That's the way to run a railroad. Oh, my goodness. Is it me?
Now, what do you want to know, Peggy? Come on, kid, Nick, with the questions, and I'll start with the answers, huh?
Well, Carol, what's the one thing you want more than anything else for 1948?
Are you kidding?
No, I mean, it's very important, Carol. Please, think.
For that, I don't need to think. Peggy, do you think the Air Express would carry Cary Grant?
So tell me, Gwen, just what would you like best for yourself in
1948? Oh, Agatha, me? Why, you're just a sweet and poor and lonely aunt, yeah.
No, Gwen, I'm very serious. Now, please concentrate, dear, and tell me.
Well, I'm concentrating, honey. Oh, my, it does make my poor little old headache. Oh, yes, I thought of it.
Good, what is it?
Well, I know it's silly, and I know you'll think I'm just completely flighty. Oh, but Agatha, dear, all my life I've wanted a fancy little old black nighty.
Girl, I mean it, buddy, I mean it. You see, I'm well-heeled. I'm working for a big company of which I'm the head man, see? Now go ahead and take this quarter, Mac. Go out there and tell me what the man in the street wants for 1948.
Okay, Bob, have it your way. Thanks for the 2 bits.
Hey, wait a minute. You ain't told me what you want most.
Oh, yes, so are you. Well, Bob, my fondest wish is that nosy busybodies like you should drop dead.
Please, child, stop teasing and tell me.
You really want to know, Peggy?
I certainly do. It's terribly important.
Okay. Peggy, I want steady employment.
Steady employment? Well, that's good, child. Now, tell me, what kind of work you'd like there?
I said steady. Peggy?
Yes?
Will you be my date for 48?
Well, Mrs. Trenton, have you thought of your heart's desire for 1948?
Yes.
What? Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Oh,
your cousin Jenny, too? Oh, that's a shame. And Miss Trenton. Oh, my. Hey, but Mrs. Trenton, my question. What? Personally, all you want is to sleep late all through 48. Thank you, Mrs. Kenton.
Ah, go on, honey. Have another one of them there double flip studies. They're good for you. You know, it's a wonderful way to store up energy.
No, thanks. I don't need to store up that much energy. Look at yours. It's bulging.
Ah, now, honey. Come on, now. Tell your old pal, Louis. Just what it is that would make your little heart happy.
Well, Louis, you want the clue?
The whole truth and nothing else but to help you. Go ahead, Louis.
Okay. What I wish for myself in 1948 is that I should have better sense than to let myself be picked up by clunks like you. Good night.
Anything, Peggy? Anything at all?
Anything at all?
Well, two words.
Anything you can think of.
Darling, but it will only come true.
Well, tell me anyway, Delphi.
Okay, but I know it's no use. Peggy, for 48 and the rest of my life, I'd like to go steady with that dreamboat. Charles.
The friend of the little furry friend.
Well, Dr. Burns.
I'll see if he did.
Yeah. No.
Of course he did. Yes. I'm he. What shall I tell him? Or would you rather I just let him get?
Yes, let him
go.
No, wait a minute, Dr. Furby. I haven't got time for you to start confusing me. I'm desperate.
How do you do?
Yes.
How do you?
No, now, please, now, don't do that. I want a straight answer to a straight question with no pitter-patter.
Oh, bless you.
Thank you.
Yes.
Dr. Furnish, I'm in no mood for games. Now, answer me. What does the intellectual world say about the economic desires for 1948?
Well, we are determined, aren't we?
Yes.
Me, I shall answer you by quoting from my new book,
oh.
What I Want Looking Ahead.
Or,
Foresight is Hindsight in Reverse.
Good.
I quote, "The desire of Homo sapiens, when completely sublimated, depicts an overabundance of amiable aspirations in direct contraposition to the monetary machinations of the individual income." You understand that?
No.
Neither do I. Would you like the complete treatment, please?
Categorically speaking?
No. Oh, well, let's drop in again any time you wish to have things clarified, then. It's been confusing, but amusing.
Yes.
Well, thank you, Mrs. Butterfield. Yes, I have it. If you'd like $1 million.
Uh-huh, Brenda. You'd like your old clothes to have the new look.
Okay. Listen, you don't have to get so touchy. I was only trying to get some information. Fresh tomato.
Well, here we are. Mother, you haven't said a thing.
I'm sorry, dear. Yes, I talked myself out today.
And I walked myself out. Hey, Marty.
Yes, Louis.
You owe me 6 bits. I ran out of dough the last hour I was out.
Oh, here you are, Louis. I guess it doesn't matter now.
Oh, Daddy, you sound so discouraged. Wasn't Dr. Furnish able to help you at all?
Dr. Furnish is the second most confused man in the world.
Second?
Yes, I'm the first. And that's about the only thing I am first in.
Here's your report, Peggy.
Mm-hmm.
I got a little chocolate fudge in that thing.
Mm-hmm. Here, mine, dear.
Thanks. I'll put them with mine. There. Well, I guess I might just as well start tabulating them. There, that's it, Daddy. The whole report.
Yeah, thank you, dear.
No good, Mortimer?
No good, Agatha. Well, it was a good try, anyway. Thank all of you.
Oh, Daddy, you mean?
Yes, I'm afraid so, baby.
I don't like the looks of this. What's old man Barker going to say?
I'm afraid old man Barker's had his day.
But, Daddy, you said that Mr. Mortimer,
you deliberately led us to believe that Mr. Barker wasn't serious about firing you.
Yeah, I hurt you with my own two ears.
Oh, Daddy.
Gracious, I wonder if that came to him again. No, no, I was asking too much. Well, thank you, down to meet you.
Well, me.
Oh, Mr. Barker, I didn't think
you... You're not expecting to think. Well, come, come, please think. This is great decision. What does the African-American family want for 48? I'm waiting, Dick. You have exactly 5 seconds, 4 seconds, 3 seconds, 2 seconds, 1 second.
The time now is exactly no seconds after 12 o'clock.
Get off the line.
Oh, well, you don't have to, Mr. Barker. I'm fired, like you said before. My survey was a failure. Everybody in the world seems to want what they can't have. Everybody we talk to either wants Terry Grant or $1 million or...
Ah!
Excuse me, Mr. Barker, but that sounded like you said...
Ah! Me? You proved my point to those blockheads on the board of directors. Barker and company will continue to make good, old, reliable friends then. No, you fangled notion for us. Report to your desk at
8:30
as usual. That is all.
But Mr. Barker.
Say business, quick decision. Say goodbye, me, before I change my mind.
Mortimer, you're smiling.
Daddy, what happened?
Morty, old pal, tell us. Well, I'm sorry, family. No details available, but you can quote me.
Quote you, Daddy?
Yes, dear. Big business. No decision.
You know, in lots of ways, Grandma was pretty smart. She knew how much fun a sleigh ride was. She knew how good a warm soapstone felt at the bottom of an icy bed on a January night. And Grandma had another bright idea, too. She depended on the name Swift & Company for fine quality food. Yes, generations of women have looked with confidence to the Swift seal of quality. And that's why today, granddaughter depends on Swift All Sweet Margarine. For All Sweet also bears that famous Swift seal of quality. Swift scientists work years to perfect this delicate, natural-flavored margarine, the margarine that's not only delicious, but wholesome and good for your family. You see, every pound of All Sweet is an important source of food energy and vitamin A. And a controlled amount of vitamin A. In cold January or sunny June, every pound of All Sweet contains at least 15,000 units of this essential vitamin. You know, that's mighty important to you mothers of growing children. Yes, for a wintertime table spread that's dependably nutritious, dependably delicious, get All Sweet. The margarine with the delicate natural flavor.
But Charles, I can't stay out that late without my parents' permission. Oh, no, wait a minute, and I'll put my daddy on. You can ask him.
Uh-huh,
Peggy. Well, go ahead. What's the matter? Afraid to talk to Daddy?
Likely, yes. Those
high-pressure
big businesses
yesterday scare me to death. Meet the Meat, starring Horace Lewis and Burl Vaughn, is written and directed by Les Weinrod. Be sure to join us over these same stations next Saturday when All Sweet, the margarine with the delicate natural flavor, again invite you to Meet the Meat. This is John Weigel speaking. This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.